Hey there. Yeah, this is Fish and Frank, and welcome to another Radio Fishing. And we're here with Rob from Waterproof Charts, and we're going to see all about, these are locally produced charts, and it's actually pretty cool. So we're going to talk something special, Rob, today about a chart that they put out that has all the names of all the local places on it and all of the cool stuff, like where the fish are, what time of year they hit and everything. Rob, how you doing?
Good to see you, Frank.
Yes, I'm always like to be seen. It means I'm not, you know, under the grass. I'm still above the grass, so
exactly.
That's all works. Okay, this chart, and you've actually got it in your hand. What do you call this chart?
This is the Charlotte Harbor Inshore Fishing Chart. It does list and show all the different places where the fish have been caught with GPS coordinates. It shows the best time of year. We also include grass flats, cast nets areas. We even include boat ramps.
And you got kayak trails on there. And the part
exactly.
I like best is actually as the name of local places on there. And it's actually kind of cool. Kind of like looking. The problem with this area is history goes way back, but there's not a lot of written history where there's a lot of word of mouth, what this key is and what that key is, or the name for this and the name for that. And in a couple places on there, you actually have both names for them, the old original names and the more modern names.
We do. We have the names that people like you have given us, that who have known about these places for years and years. Muddy Cove, there's Cape Hayes Point, there's so many different names on this chart that local people know. Mangrove Point, all of these different places.
Well, and if you say Mangrove Point, the locals are going to call it Whorehouse.
And that's listed on our chart.
And the funniest part about it was there was never one there. That's the only thing I never understood, because believe it or not, the only one of those that actually existed, House of Ill Repute, was up on Deep Creek, and it was put there in the mid-1800s for the benefit of the guys working at the Liverpool phosphate mines.
Right.
And it was kind of right across the river, and Port Charlotte at that point was a no man's land. There was nothing on the north side of the river, so they had a big houseboat they pulled up in there, and they parked it back on Deep Creek, where they could come by horseback from the big Murdoch Ranch, or come across in the barges from the Liverpool phosphate mines.
Right.
But there's never been one out on what is actually called Mangrove Point / Whorehouse. It's always surprised me how that got its name, and I don't know. I've been doing this fishing down here 30 some years and been fishing Frank 29 years. You'd think I would have a clue as to why that was called that. Still don't, you know.
It's got a reputation, and it's stuck.
It must have been a private encounter between people. That's the only thing I could ever think of.
Yeah, and just north of that is Elephant Butt, which is another local name of the west end of Punterboard Isles.
I can actually almost see that, because when you look at it on the chart, it's actually great fishing for snook and redfish in there, but it really looks like somebody sat on the map right there. You know, if you looked at a Xerox of somebody's tushy, that's kind of what that looks like right there. And so I kind of get why they did that one.
If that's a true statement, looking at it, it looks just like that.
Yeah, it looks like a Xerox of, you know, what you see in the movies when somebody Xerox all their tushy on the machine. And it's got that same kind of dimple to it, and it's big, so I kind of get why they did that one. But anyway, this chart, and does it have a number or just a name?
The name, of again, is the Charlotte Harbor Inshore Fishing Chart. It's called our 1F.
1F.
1F. It's our number one fishing chart. F is for fishing. We have another one, a navigation chart, which is E, which is for enlarged. That's a nav chart. But this chart for fishermen is a must-have. It pinpoints dozens of places that you've helped us pinpoint on this chart, and with GPS coordinates and names.
I got to tell you, my favorite one is 15F. Now, I use 1E. Which one's the Peace River chart?
That's 4E.
4E. Okay, I use 4E. Then there's the one of the canals. The only
3E.
Yeah. Now, it's the only chart in existence of the canals or the entire navigable Peace River and Myakka Rivers.
That's right.
And it's kind of great, because you can actually buy a chart to actually look in depth at some of these spots. And I hate to tell you this, but I actually like looking in your chart, watching where the things are. I kind of switch to my computer and I go on the Google stuff and I zoom in and look in on with the thing, but I use yours to figure out where I want to go looking. Kind of like I do my website. I built my website so people could find what they were supposed to be looking for. And then they can always use one of the, you know, satellite things, Google, Bing, whatever, to actually zoom in and look at it in real detail. But without your chart, you know, how do you know where to look?
It goes hand in hand. It really does. With Google Earth or with our charts, it you can pinpoint anything you need to see or where you want to go and plot that.
Yeah, but without having a chart like this, you get on Google, I mean, you've got all these places to look at. How do you figure out which one of these spots you're supposed to look for? That's why I rely on the charts. And this is a great chart you got, and they're actually waterproof. I just roll them up, stick them on my rod holder, and they're good to go. 15F is the one I've been using for, God, as long as I can remember going offshore fishing.
That is our offshore version.
Yeah.
And so
it's got a nice thing of the harbor, but it goes out into the Gulf.
And again, we show all of the wrecks, reefs, and dive sites, and they're all listed by name with Latin long positions. So if you're going to go offshore, that'll go out 50 miles from Boca Grande Pass and give you tons. I have hundreds of positions listed on that chart.
And I hate to tell you this, but I actually use that, and I know it's a very popular chart. 15F, it's got to be one of the best-selling charts you have because it's really good. It's got all these great coordinates. Now, what I'm doing with 15F is I go out in the Gulf, I get on the spot you're telling me about, but thinking, okay, a lot of people have this number. So then what I do is stop the boat, get my depth finder showing really good, turn the wheel over hard, and start to circle out away from it. Some of the best fishing I've ever had has been just off of these coordinates, because all of a sudden I'm going around and I'll yell throw, and I got a guy standing with the marker buoy, and we throw a jug on it, come back, and I actually use yours, you know, very public charts and very
right.
public numbers to find that little secret number just off of it.
Right.
Because almost never do you have a solitary structure. People, it started with something, and if people are throwing garbage over, there's usually multiple pieces,
right.
So there's always something right around that area, and it really works. I have found the best fishing in the world by using your number and then just looking out just around the edge of it.
We'll get you to the point, and then always fish around those positions, because it's not always that exact point. We get you to the area, and then you want to go right around the outer perimeter.
Well, sometimes you're getting me to a very good spot. I mean, some of the numbers are excellent. They're right on top of the structure. They really do good. But, you know, people say, well, this is... And I say, yeah, but if it's that good right there, can you think of what it's going to be 100 feet over,
absolutely.
Or 50 feet over? And a lot of people don't realize that's the beauty of the 15F, is you're going to these spots where you have this great bottom or the structure or whatever, but most people won't take the time to look around. This will get you there. Take a minute and really see what's in that area.
And use your sonar as well. You'll see things that'll pop up. You'll see some rock pile there or something. That's what you want to hit. And then mark that with your GPS. Now you've created your own GPS position. Mark it on our chart. Write it with a pen. It's permanent.
Yeah.
Write it with a pencil, and you can erase it if you want.
Yeah, it's actually... the only reason I bring it up, because over the last year especially, a lot of people come down, they say, oh, I don't want that. Everybody knows those numbers. I say, no, that's not the key to this.
Right.
How do you pick out of all that Gulf of Mexico, thousands and thousands of square miles, where do you start looking? This is the best place to start looking with 15F. And it's just like with this 1F, is that it gives you a place to go. And then you got to look around.
It's a starting point.
Exactly, because fish don't have little anchors in their butt. They're going to move up and
exactly.
down a little bit. And all you got to do, though, but you got to have a place to start.
We'll get you to the area,
yeah.
And then you work the area from there.
So, anyway, have you been able to get fishing recently?
I haven't been out in a couple weeks, but I'm heading out there this weekend.
So what's the target fish?
For me right now, I'm looking for some snook in the harbor.
Okay, but snook just went out of season.
Well, you know what? I just
catch and release only.
I'm all into the action. I just want action.
I'm still into the snook dinner. I'm telling you, if and when snook opens up in the spring, I'm sorry. If I have to close the store down for a week, I'm going snook fishing. Whatever happens, I made it out once this year, and I got halfway across the river and the boat broke down.
Right.
I never even got to fish.
I just like to fish. I'm not really out there to bring it home and put it on the plate. I'm all about just the fun and the action of fishing, and I gladly put it back.
So you're going to go snook fishing. You're going to give away any locations or anything?
I'm up and down the east and west wall, Cape Hayes Point, you know, Turtle Bay. I'm all over.
So in other words, he's not going to tell us where he's going. He's going to go out. He's got his spots. Check his chart. Maybe he messed up and put it on there. We're gonna have to see. Is this Rob's snook spot? I don't know if that's listed on there, but I'm gonna take a look. But anyway, waterproof charts are located right in Punta Gorda, right on 41 South, right there in Punta Gorda. And you can go in the store and pick up these charts, or you can come to Fish and Frank's and get them right here at Fish and Frank's. We carry them in store, or you can actually go right to where they're made, right there in Punta Gorda. And nice part about it, local product. Everything's right here in Punta Gorda. It's what more do you want? Everybody says support local, support U.S. Well, this is your chance.
I also want to thank you for helping us make this a great chart, because without your help and your input and Robert, all of the information that you guys have helped us helps everybody, so we all win.
Yeah,
and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, no problem. That's what the pirate crew is for. Wreak a little hell and havoc among the native charts.
There you go.
But this is Fish and Frank, and I think we're going to be wrapping up this session of Radio Fishing with Rob from Waterproof Charts. And the names of those charts were 1F and 15F. Those are two of my favorites. Also with the chart of the Peace River, the canal system, a lot of cool stuff. But anyway, we'll see you next time on Radio Fishing.